Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We start out Saturday strong, live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's Dot Talk. It's hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor, Gregory Roscoe. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, playing co-host, producing it. 347-205-9631. This show goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Greg, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, boy, this is going to be a great topic today, the second one in the start of the show's nutrition and recap.
Yes, Mark, thank you. Thank you for the questions. Mark, I am fine. All is well. And this has been a good experience. Mark, people can get a hold of me at doctalk1@outlook.com or DocTalk on Facebook. If they have an inclination to talk to me from the phone, that's 814-375-0455. And let's see if we can get in communication. So thank you.
We're talking about
today.
The nutrition and recap, and we touched on it last week. The nutrition. We had a lot of questions coming in across the country and stuff, as far as you know, losing weight and how to keep yourself active and don't be a couch potato. And we went through a lot of stuff. On that, and just to recap that, and as I get the questions coming in, I'll fire them over to you. But let's touch back on the nutrition aspect of it. We know parts of the country could be different than other parts of the country, fitness and all that. Sometimes it's hard to get out in cold weather cities compared to cities where it's 70 degrees all the time. But just touching on nutrition as you get older, Greg, I think it's really important in more ways than one. Wouldn't you say?
I agree with you, Mark. You know, as we all age a little bit, our body's requirements differ. And, Mark, you know, we wanted to recap this. We talk about nutrition. You know, nutrition has to do with nutrients. Nutrients, Mark, are molecules in food that we go ahead, turn them into energy, growth. They help develop our bodies. They help us reproduce. And recapping, you know, we have the five groups, you know, of foods that we talk about. Commonly we have the grains, the veggies, you know, our dairy, the meats, the fats. And that's been standard for many, 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 many years. And, you know, a lot of what's going on with nutrition is that, you know, we'll talk about it. We go ahead and have programs on it. There are books on it. One thing, Mark, that I've noticed and why I wanted to bring the topic up is something called implementation. With all this knowledge, how do our listeners implement good nutrition? And, you know, good nutrition leads to good health. And my topic today, you know, is there are foods that we should be eating. And, you know, as far as the foods, researching all this, Mark, there are 15 superfoods that our bodies need, and I'd like to talk about them this morning, that it's something, you know, in general, if we tend to stay eating this type of a diet, our body's needs are met, whether we're, you know, younger people, middle-aged, or elderly. Our body needs nutrients or nutrition. And, Mark, what I found with regard to superfoods, and I'm going to talk about them a little bit. You know, we talk about fish, avocados, broccoli, nuts, beets, spinach, kale, and that's half the list. You know, nothing exotic, things that we can find in our grocery stores, and, you know, you don't have to go ahead and buy the most expensive organic produce. You can if you like, but indeed, getting these basic elements to start with and start to incorporate them and apply them to our diet. And, you know, it's kind of, how do we think about this? And you know, I came up with a little bit of a concept. You know, it's not a new concept. It's the old concept. You know, they've been talking about Mediterranean diet, all right? And, Mark, there are, you go to different sources, different definitions on many aspects. But I think if our listeners can think about a Mediterranean diet, should be a healthy diet to help our bodies. And, you know, very simply, what that does and what that means is, number one, lean meats. You can do some beef. You can do some pork. Let's keep it lean in moderation. Let's do fish. However, let's add to that protein our veggies, all right, our veggies and our fruits. If one keeps that in mind, you know, that's what I would say is a good way to implement good health. You know, then you talk about, well, what about wine? Wine's Mediterranean. It is. Again, in moderation. You know, if we stick to this kind of a thought process, we help to eliminate our heart disease, arteriosclerosis. It helps decrease our diabetes. It helps decrease the chance of a stroke. So those are kind of the talking points that I think good nutrition will help and maintain good health. And, you know, our program, Doc Talk, we want to maintain our listeners' health. We'd like to give them points of view about making our bodies healthier. How's that for
exactly.
A good start, Mark?
No, I couldn't have said it any better than how you laid it out. And we're getting a load of questions coming in. And, you know, and I can't get them over to you fast enough as I'm trying to, you know, type them and send them to you. But Gail from Clearwater, Florida, coming in and basically saying about organic foods, organic bananas and stuff. And I haven't basically tried that. I don't know what your familiarity is with that, but I've seen them in the market. I've seen them, you know, in grocers and stuff like that, the organics. What is the difference, and I guess, you know, with the organics compared to the regular brands, Greg?
Yeah, I think when we talk about organic, you know, it's a very specific way these are grown, and the toxins that have been eliminated that aren't used in their growth cycle. So it's a more pure vegetable, fruit, plant-based material that doesn't have a lot of toxic materials, insecticides, fertilizers. So it's really, you know, a very specific item, a very pure item. And again, now we pay more for that. So that if one can afford the organic veggies, fruits, I think it's healthier for them to do that, Mark. It's a more pure fruit and vegetable with less toxic components.
Exactly. Janice from Oceanside, California. Hi, boys. I was the one last week talking about almond milk. Your show seems to be getting solid every week. And I know you touched on almond milk last week, Greg, and I use that in my cereal a lot now. I can't remember the last time I bought regular milk.
Wonderful. You know, and again, everybody's needs are a little bit different here, Mark. And that's one thing about our program. We're giving out general information. And if people have a certain allergy or a digestive problem, sometimes our advice doesn't apply to them. And we always ask them to go to their healthcare professional for specific advice. With regard to the almond milk, you know, a lot of vitamin E in almond milk. And, you know, it's great for people that are starting to have eye problems like macular degeneration and cataracts. Almond milk and almonds in general seem to have a little bit of a healing effect there. So, again, if one can tolerate the almonds, they're not allergic to them, and they digest well, I think it's a good way to go. And, you know, with the almond milk products, they have very low sugar, and then they have different sugar quantity products. So depend on your taste, how you like to take it. And again, you want to be careful of all the added sugar. But almond milk, it's a good choice away from dairy. you know, keeping that out of our diet.
Right. A gentleman talking about butter lettuce. He's tried it. He likes it. What's your take on it?
Butter lettuce is fine. You know, with regard to that product, it's a clean veggie. It's a good veggie. It's part, you know, of our, should be part of our weekly veggies that we're eating, but I would continue to do that. It does have good vitamins, good fiber, and good minerals.
Right, great things breaking it down. Okay, to continue on the nutrition and stuff and vertigo and recapping some of the stuff we talked about in the practice runs, you got the floor, my good friend.
You know, as far as going on again with regard to, you know, superfoods, and again, foods that are good for us, again, recapping these, and, you know, we'll start slowly here, but, you know, veggies, multicolored veggies. We talk about the legumes, you know, the beans. A very popular food today is hummus, which does come from the beans, full of protein. Quinoa, you know, increased fiber, protein. It's great for our diabetics. We have blueberries. They're great with fiber, antioxidants. Mango, great with increased vitamins A, C, minerals, antitoxins. We have our almonds with vitamin E. Peanut butter, a lot of protein. We've got to watch the carbs and the sugar, but peanut butter is good for us in moderation. I mentioned kale. Kale is a great one with antioxidants. It helps to lower cholesterol. We talk about spinach, you know, the leafy greens and our lettuces. And again, vitamins, minerals, and it helps with our eyes in macular degeneration and promoting good health there. We go to the beets. And Mark, I'm, you know, going on with a lot of list here, but these are the superfoods. You know, we have the beets. There's red, yellow, green. They improve a lot of our healing and our metabolism. And then we go to the old standby, broccoli. Broccoli is a great detoxifying agent and a great source of fiber and vitamin E. And then we talk about avocado. So, again, good veggies, good fruits, and then switching from that, all right, going to our protein sources, Mark, if I can just finish that little cycle.
Yeah.
Fish, 2 to 3 times a week. We want to be very, very moderate with our red meat, all right, and the fatty content of meat. You know, it's the lean meat that's the healthier meat, the veggies and fruits that, Mark, are going to help us live longer and live more healthy.
Good questions, and I got some more coming through here. Ralph from Pittsburgh, listening live, says the bag salads, how good are they? And you know, that brings up an interesting question to piggyback that, Greg, because sometimes there's a date on those things, and once you open them up, you know, that thing goes bad pretty, you know, it gets a little brown and stuff more or less before the due date of it. How do you look at bag salad mix?
Well, I think going into any grocery store, going into wholesale grocer, they have all kind of bag products. They have the salads, the cauliflower. They have broccoli. They have, you know, a different mix of spring salads, et cetera. And, again, it's preparation. They're prepared. You know, they don't live forever. You know, you open it. It's one of those things. I think the better way to go here, the veggie is the veggie. But, again, we want to make sure that it's fresh. You don't want to eat degenerated vegetables with the bacteria, et cetera. So when you open the damn thing, how about eating it, being done with it, go on to the next bag? I would say, you know, you need to be careful, cautious, but don't try to be too thrifty in saving those bag products.
Yeah, exactly. Ben from Bellingham, Washington, chiming in, like in the show, basically says the way we're, you know, brought up today is people look at cheap stuff, fast food products, and that's where the bad nutrition comes in. They think they're getting a deal going to the McDonald's and stuff where the dollar value meal is going to fill them up. Yeah, you get filled up, but you don't even know what you're putting in your body. I had to stop that a long time ago, and love listening to your show as always. Wow, Ben from Bellingham, Washington.
Yeah, it's a very good observation. You know, like anything with regard to it's a fast food, you know, it's fast preparation, it's done for taste, very little nutrition. And, you know, there are studies that have been done. We looked at one recently with regard to looking at patients eating French fries, serving of French fries daily for a month, as well as eating almonds daily for a month. And overall, of course, the French fry group had added more weight than the almond group. But nutritionally speaking, the almond group was healthier, which, again, you know, makes a lot of sense, and we understand that. But when we go for that quick, easy meal, sometimes we pay a price. You've got to look at the salt content, the sugar content, and the lack of nutrients. Not that they have bad food. I don't want to badmouth McDonald's at all. But again, fast food maybe is not the healthiest. Whereas if we go to the store, you know, you spend the time shopping, you buy the foods, you come home and prepare them, all right? It's a, really a lot of investment in your health. But you need to invest in your health, and, you know, we need to take responsibility for our health. You know, it's our bodies. We need to take responsibility. Try to work out a plan where one's not eating fast food on a regular basis, where one is eating healthy snacks, fruits, you know, going to the store, preparing. Learn to cook. See if you can do that. And then, again, you go ahead and get the vitamins, the minerals, and you have a decrease in calories. And, Mark, you mentioned about weight loss. Well, let's think about weight loss. You know, it's all cause and effect. The more calories we put in our mouth, the more we put around our waist. So let's think about that whole cycle and think about eating less calories, healthier calories, and decreasing the fats around our middle.
Good takes. Ted from La Mesa, California, chiming in. He said with the inflation prices of food and, you know, restaurants, he's curbed that back because he figures if he's going to go lay $40 in, you know, a restaurant, might as well go to a Trader Joe's, buy some health stuff in the last, you know, 3 days or whatever. That's
sure.
Where I think a lot of people are going with this thing. And really, another guy that really enjoys the show, Ted from La Mesa. And you know what? To jump on that one, to throw that over to you, Greg, is I think that's where a lot of people are going. And I know the Trader Joe's are in California. I don't know if they're back east or something, but it's kind of like a health thing. You can find some really
yes.
upgraded type of food there. Even, you know, if you were going to get a TV dinner, your typical $1.59 Swanson's type, it's, you know, you'll pay $9-$10 for a frozen chicken piccata, but it's pure white meat and everything like that. So I think a lot of people are looking at that, too, with the price of stuff going up.
I agree 100%, Mark. You know, we all hear about investing. You know, we're investing into our body. All right. And I think that's a very important investment for our listeners. And, you know, we talk about the basis of nutrition. We're talking about giving our body fuel. We want to give it good fuel. And I think that's the basis of this nutrition. You know, we know the five food groups. We know what's good for us. And, again, we have a list of our superfoods. Those are the things our body needs. Now, economically speaking, there are cheaper alternatives. But, again, it's your body. Could we economize in another way? Are there other ways that we could go ahead, cut costs in our life with this inflation, but indeed still maintain a quality body with quality foods, making sure that, Mark, we're thinking well, we're seeing well, we're smelling well, we have energy, that our bodies are healthy to be a successful person in this world.
No, and as we continue with the nutrition and recapping all the other stuff, I know next week we're going to get into the allergic nose and what's a turbinate. So with about 9 minutes left in this show, we can kind of close out in on the nutrition and what you want to finish up on, recap what you want to talk about vertigo, and then we'll let everybody know about what's coming on next week with the turbinate.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. You know, as far as our health, nutrition, I've heard recently a commercial, you know, it says compromise someplace else rather than with the materials we're putting in our mouth. And, you know, we need to be smart. We need to read labels. We need to be educated. Then we need to go ahead and apply that knowledge to taking care of our bodies. One item I did want to talk about, and we're seeing it again with the change of seasons here in the East, is vertigo. And we've had an increased number of patients coming in with, we call it positional vertigo. They'll come in and tell us that, you know, I'm lying in bed. I tend to roll to one side. My God, the whole room spins. And this has been happening to me on a daily basis now, even though it only lasts for less than a minute. Or I'm getting up out of bed where I'm changing position again. And that vertigo has a little bit to do with some allergy, but also it's benign positional vertigo, and we're seeing it more and more. And basically, it's an item that we don't use the word curable, but we're able to go ahead and give our patients relief. So that if one is experiencing this positional change of spinning, nausea, vomiting, you need to see your health care provider that can help eliminate these symptoms and even help give us ongoing exercises that we can do to help maintain our health from this type of a vertiginous situation. And Mark, sometimes, you know, things are seasonal. And besides the typical seasonal problems with a runny nose and sneezing, vertigo is one of those as well. So it's something that you're not having a stroke. You're basically having some irritation in the inner ear that can be solved. So see your healthcare provider. Thank you.
Yeah, and we're getting another question. Gentleman says he needs to fix himself up. I'm a diabetic, and that's why I'm in a wheelchair. Any thoughts for that? You know, when you're dealing with that issue.
Yes, absolutely. Diabetes, you know, as we all know, can be a very serious disease. It affects our vision. It affects our nerve endings. And it could cause us a lot of problems overall. It affects circulation. I don't know if this gentleman has had any amputations of his toes or his foot secondary to the diabetic, but indeed, you know, diabetes, again, can be controlled. We like to go ahead. There are medications. There is insulin. But overall, diet can be a very, very important component to helping remedy the diabetes. It does depend on the severity of the case, Mark, but indeed, the more one has dietary control over their body, the less likely diabetes can have any of these very serious complications.
Right. Less than 6 minutes left in this great show, as always. So sticking on the diabetes for a minute, let's say somebody doesn't get checked out. Let's say somebody doesn't go to the doctors and know what the symptoms are. What would be something about as far as symptoms of diabetes? Just more or less fatigue? Would that be one of them? And what else would there be?
Diabetes mellitus. There are several different types, and that's not the scope of the show to go through all that.
Right.
It has to do with the insulin and our blood sugar levels. And that's the major culprit are our blood sugar levels, you know, with regard to how high they go or how low they go. the higher they go, the greater the chance of having more symptoms. But people can have a variety of symptoms. Mark, they can have visual change. It affects the blood vessels in our retina. They also can have numbness and neuropathy of the nerves, toes, and their hands. They can start to lose circulation in their fingers and their toes, where the color of the tissue starts to get bluish, all right?
Right.
It's not that nice pink. The circulation changes. It's not as good. So, therefore, we're getting blood stagnating in those areas, which, of course, is a darker color than the oxygenated blood. If they, you know, if they start to feel tired, fatigued, they don't feel good after they eat a meal, it's time to get checked. And, you know, with any of us, Mark, maintenance is the way to go. As we would maintain a machine of any kind, our body is far more sophisticated. We need to pay attention and get our body maintained and to have periodic changes. You know, people come in and say, well, my doctor doesn't spend time with me. I don't like him. He doesn't understand what I'm saying. He won't listen to me. Mark, it's time to find a new provider. Your
right.
doctor has to be someone that will listen to what you're saying, understand you, and get in communication with you, because you're a team. You're a healthcare team taking care of your body. You only get one body. We want to make it as healthy as possible and maintain it that way. Today, with our technologies and with what we have available and the knowledge, we should be able to do that.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. As we start to wrap this thing up, you know, Warren, Ohio coming in here, and it's Reggie listening to the show out there in Warren, Ohio, basically says sometimes when he thought, you know, he was looking and getting diabetes, it was gout. Eating too much meat, his toes would kind of bother him, and he didn't know if it was diabetes, but found out it was gout. So that could almost work in the same way, in more ways than one, too, I would imagine.
Sure. You know, gout, as we know, is a metabolic disease, has to do with protein metabolism. We know that people with gout can have very sore, tender joints, whether it's the ankles, the knees, the hips, very, very painful. There's medication for it, of course, but let's go back to dietary control. It's too much meat protein. It's too much red
yep.
meat. It's things we need to, we can control it with diet and exercise, but it's a lifelong disease. It needs to be diagnosed properly and then ongoing maintenance therapy to help our patients not suffer the pain from this, you know, like the inflammatory arthritis that gets into these major joints. And it's hard to move. It's hard to sleep. It's hard to even touch the joint. So this gentleman may have been suffering from this. And diabetes doesn't present like that, Mark, as much. You know, these hot, swollen joints, we don't see it as much with diabetes as one would see it with gout.
Boy, I'll tell you, what a show. I'm looking forward to next week with the allergic nose and what's a turbinate. How can people get a hold of you, Greg? Because, boy, I'll tell you, this is an exciting show to produce and play co-host with you each and every Saturday.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, for the opportunity. DocTalk1@outlook.com or DocTalk on Facebook or telephone 814-375-0455. Thank you.
And all the people that are listening, if you want, just pass it on. It's a grassroots style here. Just let your friends know and, you know, get in your cities and let everybody know what the Doc Talk is. We really like what's happening with more and more of you coming through here each week, keeping it very consistent. For Greg Roscoe out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Till next Saturday, have a blessed week. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.